This is a beautiful sight and a great privilege to be here. It seems like it was just a few weeks ago I was sitting at a graduation banquet of my own at BYU. In continuing with a little bit of this theme that we've heard about families, it reminded me of how my parents told about traveling along on their honeymoon. And my mother started asking my father about what kind of a family they would have. And she wanted to write it all down. She said she wrote it all their goals on a paper sack. It was the only piece of paper she had. They set many goals for their family, but one of those was that they, all of their children, would graduate from university. My parents were that lucky generation that was post-war, and they both received bachelor's degrees from university and were children of parents who were laborers, who never had an opportunity to even dream of that education. So they knew the value of it, and they set that goal for all their children. They didn't know they would have 10 children. And mother said, "We were in the university business for 25 years. And it was a big enterprise to get all of the family prepared and through college. I was one of the slackers and the slow ones. I got married very young and chipped away at it for about a decade. That meant I was able to go to BYU with about 5 of my siblings. And I was considered the grandma or the mother to the younger siblings. They expected me to drive, and I had to help them get registered for every semester. Every new freshman came to me, not to my parents, and said, "Show me around campus, teach me how to get registered for classes. Show me where we study at the library." We had our own little Bangerter section of the library, and someone was always there. One of the siblings. One of my favorite memories was stopping by my parents' house to pick up whoever was going to school, and they would always bring out a lunch for me. Mother said, "You drive and I'll fix your lunch." She was also fixing lunch for my husband and our children and taking care of that. And I knew how Mother fixed lunches. She cleared off the counter, and then she would deal out slices of bread like you do cards. And so it was a counter full of bread, and then it was mayonnaise, 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 and then mustard, mustard, mustard on everything, and then bologna, 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 and then the lettuce, and then you'd slap it together, and sometimes she'd just slide it in a hole back into the bread sack. And we all ate out of that. Every day for those 8 years that I went to BYU, and I wasn't there, I wasn't in class every semester, but every time they came out with lunch, it had a bologna sandwich in it. I have to tell you, I never liked bologna. And the last bologna sandwich I ate was 26 years ago on my last day of class at BYU. But I didn't ever tell my mother I couldn't stand bologna because I knew she'd go to the extra effort and make something else for me, and I didn't want her to. So I ate bologna sandwiches every day, and it always tasted good by lunchtime when you're so hungry. Now, if you raise your hands if you're a graduate. How many of you did it alone? None of us does it alone. Someone is there supporting you, whether it's a bologna sandwich or something else. I had dropped out of school for a little while, and one of my sisters, who was a student here at Riggs College, came to me one day and she said, "I know you feel badly about not having finished school," and she said, "I will babysit for you every day until you graduate." That was a big effort for her. And I never would have been able to finish if she hadn't volunteered for that assignment. And Thank goodness for a sister like that. She said, well, when I went on my mission, you made all my dresses and I owe you. But I promise you, babysitting my children was a lot more work than making those few dresses for her mission. Well, now you have that opportunity to pass that on to somebody else. And as the scriptures say, those of you who are strong can take with you those that are weak. I was blessed to be a member of a wonderful family, and parents had parents who set that goal for their children. It wasn't easy, and Dad said right at the start, they all need to graduate, but I won't pay for it. And that meant the next thing on the list behind education was work. And our parents taught us to work. We were always looking for jobs for each other and pointing a way for someone to make some money so they could pay tuition and housing for the next semester. And you who have benefited from the help of someone else can now pass that on through helping in the Alumni Association, through contributing to scholarships, through helping your own family members, through bringing up your own children and helping them learn how to work and setting those goals. But that was a priceless gift my parents gave us the day they set the goal that we would all graduate from a university. They now have 64 grandchildren, and their 50th great-grandchild will be born in a couple of weeks. And every one of their grandchildren who is old enough has graduated from university. Why? Because two people set a goal, and they taught their children to work and the value of it. These are the things that are part of the gospel. There is a great investment in education of the Lord's children, and we're all part of it. It's a marvel to me to be on the board of trustees of this great school and to see the investment that is made in the rising generation. It increases my testimony every time I attend a meeting of the board and of the Board of Education of this church. The gospel of Jesus Christ is true, and one of the signs of his church is the investment in the rising generation and the education of his youth. And I leave you that testimony with my great commendations and love in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen.